Spending a few minutes now with Drexel men's basketball coach Zach Spiker as his squad gets ready for the CAA tournament. Dragons the 6. They will take on College of Charleston the 3 in their first game. And first of all, coach, let's look back on the season. Let's put the record aside because I'm sure there are games, you know, you'd like to have more wins or whatever. But progress, everything, did you get what you thought you'd get about out of the group?
I don't know if we did because we were kind of hampered by a lot of injuries. But I do think we made a lot of progress. Individual players really were given opportunities to play a lot of minutes that we may not have expected and perform nicely. The first guy off the top of the head would be Cam Winter, a freshman from New York who came in and thought he could, you know, help back up Kirk Lee. And the reality is he's taken over that point guard position that and has a strangle and will be our starting point guard moving forward. I think he's a Rookie of the Year candidate. I'd be disappointed if he doesn't win it, the type of season he's had. But you go on down on the roster. Trevor John's a guy that we brought in that we knew could make shots and stretch a defense, but did we anticipate he was going to play enough or shoot well enough, is probably a better way to say it, to set the single-season school record for three-pointers made in a year. So an impressive number that he's done. And certainly James Butler is another guy that has played a lot of minutes for us this year that's almost averaged a double-double. Been very, very productive and gotten better as the season has gone along. And another guy at his position, Tim Perry Jr., a name everybody in Philadelphia recognizes. And some older guys in town will say that his, you know, Timmy's on the same track that his dad was on, trajectory in terms of his growth and development. And I would be okay if he turned out to be the 7th pick in the draft like his dad was. But that's unfair pressure. But I think those guys all have performed very, very well this year. Another name, Jarvis Doles, at the backup four behind Ali Hunt, has gotten more minutes this year and been effective when he's healthy. So individually, I think some guys really have made some progress. As a team, the win-loss total is more by one game, you know, in league play and overall. But at the same time, you know, I think we were in a lot more games that were very, very close games that could have been determined by a possession or two, 9 of them in league play alone. So we're making progress. I'm very impatient as a human being and would like to make more progress in a quicker way for our school and for our players. But the season's not over, and we've got a tournament to play, and we're the 6th seed, and we're excited to have this opportunity to play against Charleston.
Going back to Cam Winter, I wonder, as a coach, and I know there was circumstances that a lot of that kind of dictated a lot of, but is it tough to put that much freshman in position as a freshman?
Yeah, well, I think you spoon feed it, and certainly the responsibility he has on March 5th is different than the responsibility he had on October 5th. But we had a pretty good idea, I think, by December 5th, what was going on, and you know, he really, really competed. He's one of our best workers. He comes in every day to work. He wants to learn. He wants to grow. I think he's really done a great job respecting the process. So it's not surprising to see the success he's had. But, yeah, it's probably at one point was spoon-fed, but now we're comfortable leaning on him and giving him, you know, a boatload of responsibility. And he's taken it seriously. Much is given, much is required, and he's handled it well.
When we talk about when, if your group gets it going well, what will be the key?
Well, I think the ability to one-shot possessions on the defensive end, keeping teams off the offensive glass, getting rebounding productivity from guys other than our 5 men. You know, JB and Tim Perry do a great job. Can we get Ali Hahn, Demir to get big numbers, Jarvis Doles, and then get, you know, Troy Harper being out hurts us in that area a little bit. Can the Coltranes and the Trevor Johns and the Matei Juriches get in there and bang and rebound and dig some balls out? So one-shot possessions, and then, you know, we haven't shot it great from 3, so I think we're right now 37%, from 3 this season, 35% from 3. So we need to shoot the ball better from 3 to expect to have success. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have success. You got to drive it. We need to, you know, we need to not have many turnovers and get to the rim, get to the foul line, and play with some confidence. And we're capable of doing all those things. That's why we're really, really excited about the tournament coming up.
So let's talk about 23-8 of the European. good about getting that number going into the tournament.
Two heavily contested games down to final possessions. I thought we played better in Charleston than we did here against them. This was kind of a late flourish down the stretch, and we were able to, you know, make it a tight game. They're really supremely talented. They've got shot makers at every position. They've got experience at every position, and it certainly starts with a guy like Grant Riller, who is an all-conference player of the year candidate, as well as Jarrell Brantley. So you got two guys that I think will probably be first-team all-league, and you don't need much more than that, but they do have Don Pointer. They do have Galloway. They do have Jalen Richard, who's got a terrific athlete with great defensive instincts. And then you've got McManus and Nick Harris and Sam Miller. So they've got size, they've got athleticism, and they've got experience. So we need to be on our game. We need to take away what they want to do initially, and then we need to be able to guard what their secondary action is and keep guys in front. Are you going to hold those guys scoreless? Probably not. Can you make them work for it? We want to keep them as inefficient as they can be and make them really work for their shots and then get the rebound when they miss it.